This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Rafe Williams, the host of The Number 2 Show, and welcome to another live episode of the only talk show from the crapper to you while you're taking a crap done live in real time. Maybe you're driving or something like that, or maybe you just walked into a bookstore and something got triggered and now you're sitting on the toilet. You know, we've all walked into a Barnes & Noble, and maybe this will trigger something for you. I don't know. If you're all bound up, maybe I can help you out. If not, at least I can keep you entertained while you're in there trying to push one out. And that's what life's all about. It's taking care of your friends, taking care of you. And that's what we do here on The Number 2 Show. Today on The Number 2 Show, we're going to be talking about call centers. 1-900 numbers. 1-800 numbers. It's a weird job. It's a weird thing to get into. I myself worked at a couple call centers growing up. I mean, feel free to call in now if you worked at a call center, or maybe you had a bad experience, especially if you worked at a 1-900 place. I want to talk. Someone had to work at these places at some point where people called in, whether it was a sex phone line or a psychic hotline, whatever it might have been. I'm always interested in what the 1-900 numbers were a staple of life growing up in the 90s and early aughts. Every single kid got in trouble for running up a bill for a 1-900 number, whether it was Nintendo Power or the WWF's hotline, or maybe you were calling the sexy girls at Silk Stockings watching USA up all night. Whatever you were doing, your parents noticed when the bill came in. So if you have a fun story about that, or you have a fun story about working at a call center, anything goes. Call 818-532-1420. That's 818-532-1420. You can see the number. Wait. Right there. So call in, whatever you want to do, and we'll chat soon. Right now I want to talk. So I worked at a couple call centers growing up, which is interesting. It's an interesting job. The first call center I worked at, I worked at a place called West in Carbondale, Illinois, and the job at West was to call people and sell them that had recently switched from AT&T long distance for landline phones to MCI or Sprint and try to talk them back into AT&T. I was a young guy in college. It was like a commission-based job. It sucked. The turnover was high. It was like a boiler room call center where you'd go in. You could get away. They were so hard up for people to work there. You could get away with just like not coming to work for 3 days and then just show back up. And they'd be like, well, technically we should fire you, but go ahead. Especially if you were good at it. And I was very good at it, unfortunately. So there were three call lists at West Call Center that you could call in from to sell people AT&T. And they paid the different pay structures. There were people who recently switched that weren't necessarily upset with AT&T. Maybe MCI had some kind of deal, and those were usually $5 to $10 per person that you could switch back to AT&T. Then there was the second tier of people. Those were people that were mildly upset, didn't like their AT&T service, or had been gone for over a year. Those usually paid anywhere from $10 to $20 per sale. And then there was the third list, the list I operated off of, and it was people that fucking hated AT&T. I mean, absolutely detested AT&T, had called and cussed out associates, any kind of like absolute disdain. And I was armed only with my charm, my sense of humor, and a $50 Red Lobster gift card as a way to entice people to change back to AT&T, despite the fact that they would rather kill their own mother than switch to AT&T. Now, I had a lot of fun at this call center because I did not care about this job. So a lot of times, this was my trick, and this is why I was good. People were always amazed at how good I was at it. And the rule was supposed to be you work 8 hours, you make as many sales as you can. But I had what I like to call the $100 rule. And that meant as soon as I made $100, I'm getting the fuck out of there. So usually those clients, depending on how much they hated AT&T, paid anywhere from $30 to $50 a sale, which means I only had to close 3 to 2 or 3 deals I'm at $100. I'm out the door. Because this is basically just college beer money. All I wanted was a little money to go out, get some Wendy's, drink some beers, and maybe try to get laid. So I would call. I would look at the zip code where I was calling because I could see that. And I had a good relationship with call quality. They would let you know when they were on the line and when they weren't. And you could fudge the numbers a little bit when they weren't. And I would call people. I would look at the zip code they were in. For instance, if they were in Dallas, Texas, I would call and say, hey, this is Troy Aikman on behalf of AT&T. Just wanted to call and tell you that we were sorry you had a bad experience to see if we could get you to switch back. Go Cowboys. And people would be like, "What? Who is this? Just Troy Aikman?" I'm like, no, it's not. But hey, listen, I know you hate AT&T. My name is actually Rafe, and I'm trying to switch you back. And I got a big, do you like Red Lobster biscuits? Because if I got a deal for you. And I would get the conversation started that way. And a lot of times if I could get people laughing, I could get them to switch. And I'd just be goofy. And this was highly illegal. I probably wasn't supposed to be doing it, but I was doing it anyway. And as soon as I usually could make two sales in 2 hours, and then I'd tell them I was going on break, and then I'd just leave. And then I'd come back the next day and be like, hey, did you just leave at 11 a.m.? And I was like, yeah, I did. You want to fire me? And they're like, no, you're actually one of our best salespeople. So they would just basically do whatever I wanted. And I had that job off and on for about a year or two, and then it became too soul-sucking to do. Now, the second call center that I worked at, which was wild, was I sold leads to insurance salesmen and mortgage brokers, like leads for people. We would never, I should have known, this place I worked at had an F at the Better Business Bureau. And he would just, every time it would come to the point where he might get investigated or shut down, he would change the name of the company and move locations to another building. And I believe the name of it, this should have been a clue. The name of the company was Prestige Management. Prestige Worldwide. And so we would call, and basically they wouldn't tell us what we were selling. Like, you're selling a list of names of people that have, let's say, for instance, $50,000 in a 401k. They're looking to roll over and invest. So I would call people up. I would call mortgage brokers or a farmer's insurance agent, and I would say, hey, Leslie in Davenport, farmer sales insurance agent, I got a list here of 150 people in a 25-mile radius of your zip code that have at least $50,000 in a 401k. They want to flip and invest, and I'm willing to sell that list to you for $350. And I would talk them into it, and I would talk about the leads, and they need these leads for business. They're running a business. It's all business-to-business outreach. I'd sell them this list. I'd never see the list. I'd transfer them to a sales manager. Sales manager closes the deal. They send the list. I never see anything in front of me. All I see is the script I'm working off of. But then I would get calls back from these insurance agents and brokers, you know, months later, and be like, hey, man, got the list you sold me, and 8 of these people are dead. And one lady's a part-time bus driver. She doesn't even have $50 in her bank account, let alone $50,000 to roll over into 401k. And I would have to just be like, my bad. Let me transfer you to a sales manager. And then it just quickly became apparent to me that I was working at like a churn and burn, penny stock, Wolf of Wall Street, total snow business, where we were just selling people names out of a phone book. It was total bullshit. And then obviously I was like, this sucks. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror, and I quit that job. But, you know, these call centers, all types of call centers exist all around the country. And I'm curious, you know, if you worked at any kind of call center like that, I want you to give me a call right now at 818-532-1420. That's 818-532-1420. Before we get to the calls, I'm going to also dissect something. I'm really interested in 1-900 numbers. And when we come back from our break, I'm going to get into some of these 1-900 numbers and some of the worst ones and weirdest ones in history. And we're going to talk about them a little bit. And then I'm going to take your phone call. So feel free, like I said, give me a call at 818-532-1420. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What a short word from our sponsors. Thanks, everybody, on the live. We're back. Thank you to my live studio YouTube audience for hanging in there for that long, long commercial break we just took. So today's theme of the number two show is call centers. And like I said, if anyone worked at any kind of call center, or especially if you worked at a 1-900 center, whether it was a sex hotline or some other weird hotline, I want you to give me a call because I'm curious what those ran like. I shared a couple experiences at the top of the show about the two CD call centers I worked at. And I found this on YouTube. I want to share my screen. I found a YouTube video called The Weirdest 1-900 Hotline Commercials Compilation, and I kind of want to be able to talk about that with you guys. So let's play a little bit of it, and we'll just talk about it as it goes, because some of these are super-duper weird. Let's start here.
Elvis Alive. Judge for yourself by calling the 900 number on your television screen. Hear what could be the incredible Elvis phone call. Listen to the newest and longest recording ever, just released from the original taped conversation purportedly of Elvis recorded about 4 years after the 16th of August, 1977. Call 1-900-909-ELVIS. Call now. Experience what may be the most shocking story of our time.
Dude, could you imagine being so famous that there's a 1-900 number just to prove that you're still alive? Like, that's how big Elvis was, that they were selling $2 to call 45 cents a minute for you to hear a recording of Elvis, not to talk to Elvis, to hear a possible recording of Elvis and talk about whether or not you thought his death was a hoax. Like, that's how big that conspiracy theory was, that people made money off that. And then some of this shit is crazy.
I'm a boglin. Me and my buddies want to be your friend, right, guys?
Right.
Call us at 1-900-909-5464 and hear how we can protect you from ferocious beasts.
And help you teach your grade your math test.
Yeah, new story every day.
One call gets you a 3D boglin hologram like this.
Four calls get you a set of six. Trade them with your buddies.
And part of your $2.35 two-minute call goes to Special Olympics.
So get your parents' permission and call us at 1-900-909-5464. Don't get the phone. I said get it, not eat it.
Get your parents' permission. I like how they threw you the curveball with the Special Olympics there at the end of that one. Hey, call these goblins. We'll help you with your homework. We'll tell you if the cat has autism or not. Oh, by the way, sponsored by the Special Olympics. So if you don't call, you hate people with Down syndrome. Well, that's kind of a fucked up thing. These things were the weirdest things. They were this is like these. So many of these 1-900 numbers were clearly targeting children. And I like the, so they were targeting all these kids, and they were trying to make you feel like they were doing the right thing by just throwing in, get your parents' permission. Let me tell you how many kids got their parents' permission. Zero fucking kids. That's how many. Derek Feaster and I ran up a $380 phone bill on his dad's landline trying to call and talk to Hulk Hogan on the WWF hotline, and we didn't ask permission a single time, okay? Not once. We just kept calling. We kept getting Hillbilly Jim. It was annoying, and we kept calling back until we finally got a hold of the Hulk Hogan recording, and then his dad, granted, it was the 90s. It was a different time, and I'm pretty sure his dad beat the shit out of him for it. And that's not cool. Shouldn't do that. It's National Don't Hit Your Kids Day, by the way. So don't hit your kids. All right, let's see what else is on this weird compilation.
This is Dial an Insult. This is Dial an Insult.
Okay.
1-900-2-INSULT. Dial an Insult.
Are you having a bad day? It's about to get worse. There's a guy called Sutton who's waiting to cry. When you dial up, he's gonna cut you down. Gonna let you know that you're nothing but a clown. You'll get him, Sultan. $1 per minute, $2 fast minute. Kids get permission. 1-900-2-INSULT. Call now and you'll never be the same again.
Dude, we gotta see if that one's still working. Call that. Do I have to call that from my phone? No. Dial up 1-9. What was the number? Dude, this thing, if it still works, 1-900-2-INSULT. I think they discontinued all 1-900 numbers because it became so wildly unethical the way they were targeting children. But let's try it. Imagine calling. That's right, trolls. Think about that, dude. People used to have to call and get a profession to get trolled professionally. And now you guys are out there doing the Lord's work for free. Uh-oh. Is it happening?
It didn't work.
Damn. We got a couple of weird ones, though, to call, right? Dialing in, so.
Hi, I'm Harry the Easter Bunny. This here's my latest Easter egg dish. 1-900-660.
What else we got?
Don't be bored.
Call.
Friends.
What's the number now?
0891-2727-27. Ooh. Okay.
Oh, still bored?
Uh-huh.
Then try this massage.
8-9-1-1-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5 What? People, what did you just call it? Because you're literally bored. Like, they ran out of ideas. They're just like, put a hot girl on there. We're going to have a punt. Hear me out. That's a cocaine-fueled pitch right there. Somebody, some cocaine-fueled 90s executive went into a room and was like, hear me out. Okay, we got a hot girl. All right, we got a pumpkin. And as it gets bigger, it explodes, but it doesn't make an explosion sound. It farts. And then phones will be ringing off the hook, baby. And somebody greenlit that. That's insane to me.
It's the freak phone, and here's the party freak.
Yeah.
Freak, dance a new sensation. Grabbing the nation, doing the freak. Call now, 1-900-490-FREAK. Join the party, the fast and easy way. To hear what's scamming from New York to L.A. Call now, 1-900-490-FREAK. What's happening, what's jamming? Party till you drop. Dial and hear the action. What's hot and what's not. Call now, 1-900-490-FREAK. $2 a call.
The freak phone.
The hell are these things, man? That's not even a thing, guys. That is just a puppet dancing the freak phone. No one knows what that means. All right. Do we have a couple of those numbers that we found that were still in service? Checking in with my hot producer, Josh McNew.
Yeah, did you have one you were interested in?
Dude, I can't remember, to be honest with you. Just surprise me. Let me know what we're doing. This is what happens when you do a live talk show. Sometimes you didn't do enough research.
All right, I'm going to call. I'll call one.
All right, he's calling one. What is it?
I'm not going
to
tell you.
Okay. Audience, you're about to be as surprised as I am. Let's see who we're calling. We found a couple operational, like 1-976 and 1-900 numbers. We're going to find out just how wild they are.
Ooh, so glad you called. I can't wait to taste you over and over again. I want to savor every last drop. Can't you feel my tongue rubbing all over you? Licking and sucking you like a lollipop. Experienced callers, enter your credit card number at any time. One more time. You can give it to me anytime you want.
I'm 8 years old. Who is this? Hello?
During this message,
Grandma?
This call will be billed at $5.99 per minute.
Okay.
And will discreetly appear on your credit card statement.
Okay.
A toll-free customer service number will be provided later in this message, as well as on your credit card statement. In most cases, we can help you immediately.
All right. Kill that one. Wow, those things still exist. Oh, yeah. Oh, can you feel me working on your little ding ding? Yeah, you feel that on you? Oh, yeah, you work there. You like when I get all over your little slapping on your knob, just on your credit card, you get some more of this. That's crazy. With all the pornography in the world, that is a sustainable business is wild to me. But hey, I'm glad there's still some people out there, you know, doing it old school, man, you know. They're still joeing like it's the Mayflower. They're still getting off the old-fashioned way. They're going full landline, credit card out, wee-wee in one hand, credit card in the other, and jerking off with their imagination. And you know what? That's hard to do, so hats off to them. All right, dial me up one more. That was a pretty good one. What was the name of that one? Do you know the name of the...
Yeah.
What is it?
It's pretty dirty.
That's okay. What is it?
Ass fuck.
It was 1-976. Ass fuck. Somebody on the show was saying that that's what they did. They just tried to use all the different ones they could think of, like a 1-876 ear sex. Well, that was 1976 ass fuck. If that piqued anyone's interest, I want to make sure you're getting your jollies from the number two show. All right, dial me up another one. Let's see what we got.
Just one sec.
Okay.
On.
Whoa. It was a little like the freak phone. I think me and my friend called a couple of those phone sex lines when I was a kid. I don't remember if we actually spoke to them or if we just laughed, but I do remember being like kind of getting horny in front of my friend, because it was the 90s, you know, porn was still analog back then, or you had to have a long time and a color printer, and what started as a joke quickly became uncomfortable with two tween boys in a room and a girl being like, you want to touch my boobies? It's like, oh yeah, got one loaded up.
Yeah. This is Call and Oates.
Call and Oates? 1-800-CALL, 1-976-CALL-AND-OATS.
Welcome to Call and Oates, your emergency Hall and Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press 1. To hear Rich Girl, please press 2. To hear Manita, please press 3. To hear Privatize.
Hell yeah, dude. This is real?
Yes.
Whew. I need this in my life. It's a Hall & Oates emergency hotline, everybody. If you are having a bad day and you need to make it better, you call in to the Hall & Oates emergency hotline. You pick the song with the longest musical intro. Or is it all instrumental because they don't have the rights? That's even funnier. They don't even have the rights to the songs. Oh, there it is. We are going to get flagged for this one. Is that Hall & Oates for real or just a cover?
I don't know.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boys, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes.
Should we do another?
Yeah, do another one. Let's do one more. I can't believe that's a real. What was the actual number for that? Because I think people need that in their life.
719-266-2837.
2837. That's the Hall & Oates emergency hotline. One more time.
719-266-2837.
Call them up. They don't talk to each other anymore, but you can talk to them at the Hall & Oates hotline. God, I hope. I heard Rich Girl, but man, I hope. What's the Hall & Oates sounds like? What I want, you got. What's that one called? That should be the first one, because that's a feel-good song right there. Let me know when you got another one loaded up. We'll do one more, and I can't believe there's a Hall & Oates hotline, dude. That's the funniest thing. I wonder if other bands have that. We should set one up for Moon. We should have a Greek Fire emergency hotline. Call 1-800-TOP-OF-THE-WORLD. Slipknot. Are you sad? Would you like to be sadder? Call 1-800-SLIPKNOT. S-L-I-P-N-O-T. You make my dreams come true. That's the name of that song. Thank you, Deborah and One Bad RN, for telling me that.
Okay, this one's called Beautiful Phrases.
Okay. We're going to call in to a number called Beautiful Phrases. Ah. The silence is the...
Doesn't seem to be working.
All right, let's try a different one. Beautiful Phrases is no longer in service. Sorry about that. If you're on hold, I'm about to start taking calls. Just chill, and I will get you into the room, I promise.
Better Call Saul.
This is Better Call Saul. Okay, that's a real thing now. That's cool.
You've reached Saul Goodman. Looking for phones?
Well, I've got a surprise for you. The phone guy is no longer just the phone guy. I'm the law guy, your law guy. That's right, Saul Goodman, attorney at law. You meet the law, you want the law to meet me. Leave a message after the beep. I'll get back to you before you sleep.
So that's literally just a phone line with an impersonation of Better Call Saul, Bob Odenkirk, and you can leave a message. Someone went to the time to set that all up, create that phone line, and put it out into the world. That's nuts. Do we have time to take some phone calls, or should we take a sponsor break real quick? Joshua? Let's get into it. I got dead air here. All right, let's take some phone calls. Let's going to switch to a segment I like to call Tank Talk. Call in now, Hatchet Man. All right, cool. Let's see. I got a few people on the line, so I'm going to start taking calls, and hopefully, let's see who's in the queue here. I've got two in the queue. Here we come. First one up. Hello, welcome to the number two show. You're on Tank Talk. You're live with Rafe. We're talking about call centers. Who am I talking to, and what are we talking about?
Hello, Rafe. This is your old pal, Electric Outcast, here.
Hello, Electric Outcast. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Just doing some writing, but I actually want to get experiences of call centers, and I actually do have an experience of not a 900 number, but an 800 number.
Okay.
So about a few years ago, I worked for two companies. The first one was for a company called Teladoc. It's a telehealth healthcare service.
Okay.
Primarily, my job was to schedule appointments for people to talk with doctors over the phone. And such, but
okay.
Me to quitting that job was a problem customer, and the hours did nothing to help me. And so I gave them my 2 weeks notice and flipped them off as soon as I got done.
You flipped them off
with the 2 weeks.
You gave them an actual finger.
I was working from home.
Oh, you flipped them off from home.
So
how brave?
Yeah.
All right.
The You're next like, one I worked for twice.
Okay.
And it was Carnival Cruises, and I was trying to sell cruise ships to everybody. And the first time I worked, everybody was coming at me with a bunch of stupid questions regarding the vaccine regulation. And Carnival had a page on their website detailing what you can and cannot do before you get on your cruise and vaccine requirements and such.
Yeah.
But nobody ever seemed to get it. And I had no way of helping them.
Okay.
So I ended up quitting that one for about 2 months. And the next time I did work for them, I was dealing with nothing but with nobody but rude people. Like they give you a script.
Yeah.
To help you sell Carnival cruise ships.
Now, were you? Let me ask you this. Were you calling people, like cold calling people, to try to sell them cruises, or were people calling in and getting connected to you?
Yeah, they were calling me. They were calling in.
All right, well, that helps. At least they were seeking you out. But it was a. I would imagine that the people that were going on cruises weren't super concerned with vaccine regulations. Just judging by having been on a cruise recently and seeing the closed quarters that you do share with about 3,000 other people on a floating diarrhea barge. How long did you work there the second time?
I left right before I got over to St. Louis. It was right before the Tim McGraw concert.
All right.
So cool. It was around mid-March.
All right. I love that you said Tim McGraw concert as if I had that as a frame of reference to go off of. Like we went to that concert together. I don't know, man. It was right before my Aunt Sally's last birthday, you know? All right, dude. Well, thanks for calling in, EO. It's always good to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for hanging in there and being on hold. Was that the only two things you had?
Well, I actually had a comment about the 900 number.
Okay, let's get to that. I'm all about that.
Well, in terms of my experience, I used to be a regular consumer of the cable channel Cartoon Network at the time.
Uh huh.
And they actually had a thing where they would promote new shows, and you could vote on the new shows, and they gave you not a 900 number, but a 1-800. And when you dialed in that number, you clicked on a number on the keypad to vote on the show. And I think one of the shows I ended up voting on ended up being codenamed Kids Next Door.
Okay.
That started running around the time when I was about to enter high school. But that was mostly my own personal experience with a 1-800 number.
1-900 number. All right. Well, thanks for calling, man. I'm going to drop the call and keep plugging along, bud. Thanks. Bye. I lost the calls over here, so you guys are going to have to connect me manually. All right, cool.
We got you. You ready for the next one?
Yep. Pump me in the next victim, dude. Let us know in the chat if you can hear people. I saw somewhere they said they were having a hard time. You're live on the number two show with your host with the most, Raphael Dean Williams. What can I do? What can I help you with? Will you reach 1-900? Poop talk.
Hey, how's it going, Wraith? It's JT over in Fenton.
Hey, what's up, JT? How are you, buddy?
Pretty good, man. I was listening. I joined a little late. I think I might be a little too young for the whole call center thing, but I had another question for you if you're willing to talk about it.
Depending on what it is, sure. What's up?
You were in the service, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in the military. Yeah.
I'm getting ready to actually join the Army myself, and I was just wondering what your opinions were on some of the different jobs in the military and what you think would be best for a full career.
Oh, you're joining the Army?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to dial 1-900, don't do it. no, I'm kidding. Are you already signed up? Like, how far along in the process are you?
In the middle, I still got to go to MEPS to do the ASVAB and the physical. But other than that, I've done everything else in terms of signing papers and all that. I just got to pick a job now.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. And this is what I told my son, and he didn't listen to me. Talk to the Air Force. I have two uncles that were in the Air Force. The Air Force takes really good care of their people. They don't try to push you out. They usually train you in jobs that are commiserate to civilian life, so when you get out, you can actually get a job. In a lot of times, it'll be big companies. You could go work for Boeing. You could go work for, they teach. There's a lot of electricians. There's a lot of like practical jobs in the Air Force, and they take really good care of their people. Now, if you're dead set on joining the Army and you got dreams of being what we called high speed hua hua, the guys that and gals that want to go out there and kick ass and take names. Are you trying to do like a combat MOS? What are you?
I was actually looking at what they call 11 X-ray, which is infantry, but it's also an op 40 of airborne and Rangers.
Uh huh. That is what I like to call bullshit. Let me tell you something. If I met my recruiter in a dark alley, consequence free, I would beat the shit out of that guy. My recruiter told me when I joined the Army, I was talking to the Navy too. Now I wanted to be like an Army Ranger, Navy SEAL, all that stuff. Cause you know, I'd watched too many movies when I was a kid. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to put you on this 13 BX track, which is 13 Bravo, which is like 11 Bravo, only it was artillery. And he told me that after I finished artillery school, I was guaranteed airborne Ranger school. That is not true, or it's partially true. They'll guarantee it to you at some point if you re-enlist after your original 4 years. The other thing that he told me was that I could cross-train with the Navy SEALs if I completed Ranger school. And I told a drill sergeant that at basic training, and he laughed in my face. Like, not a little laugh. Like the kind of movie laugh when someone's like, ha ha, you're a fucking idiot. Because recruiter's job is to make numbers, so they will tell you whatever they need to tell you to get you to sign up, because they're never going to see you again. So what I would say, man, is look into it. I would call 1-900 Air Force if I were you, 1-900 Air Force. And if you don't want to do that, if you're not thinking about a pivot, I would seriously question. Here's the thing. Anytime you go through basic training, you're infantry qualified. The minute you get out of basic training, you are 11 Bravo qualified. Because there were times that my unit, I was in a National Guard unit that was artillery, but we couldn't qualify the guns. Long story short, for those people that don't understand what that means, you have to go out on a range. You have to be able to pull the guns in, shoot down range safely in a 1 mile square box in an amount of time. We couldn't even get that accomplished half the time. So when we did get deployed, we got deployed as infantry. So that's always, every single person who joins the Army is qualified to be 11 Bravo. And at any time, yeah, without any warning, they can deploy you that way. So don't worry so much about, am I infantry, am I not infantry? You're going to be that no matter what. So I would look at two things. If you're going to join the Army, brother, here's two things I would look at. Skill set that'll be useful when you get out. I don't know what that might be. And I would look at where a lot of the deployments happen. Because if you go 13 Bravo, you go MP, you're going to go probably to Korea, which is cold and shitty. Or, you know, you're probably going to get one of these deployments that's in a place that is, like, not fun to be at. So I would look at each base, military base, and where they're located and what their thing is. Like, Fort Sill, Oklahoma was artillery, so I ended up in the butthole of America in Lawton, Oklahoma. Know that before you go in so you kind of know what you're getting. Now, they can always pull a fast one and send you wherever they want. But I think that would be my two big pieces of advice. One, join the Air Force. If you won't take that piece of advice, do your research. Don't believe anything the recruiter's telling you because they're full of shit. And do your own research and make the Army work for you the best it can. That way, if you don't like it and you get out, you have something practical. Because it's hard to walk into any business and be like, I'm qualified. I could take a weapon apart really fast and put it back together. And they're like, okay, well, we need someone to work the cash register. Can you do that? So that would be my military strategic advice here at 1-900. Don't do it. And if you do do it, call 1-900 Air Force. But JT,
I'll definitely give the Air Force a look.
It's a cool thing, man. I'm not trying to discourage anybody from being in the armed services. I don't want you to get taken advantage of. And sometimes my biggest beef with the military has always been that I think poor kids, and I don't know if you grew up poor or not, I feel like a lot of times kids from poor economic backgrounds get taken advantage of because it seems like a way out. And it can be. You can use it that way. Use the GI Bill. Use the loans. But a lot of times it was a lot of poor kids fighting rich men's wars. And I respect all veterans. I respect everybody in the armed services. But I don't necessarily respect the machine as it exists. So just do your research and make it work for you, dude. Instead of you working for the government, make the government work for you, brother, and be all you can be, and fuck the Army. Join the Air Force. Later, dude.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. See ya. Who knew I was running my own 1-900 anti-Army? Everyone's going to... I'm expecting the government to kick the door at any moment now with a bunch of dudes from the Army like, you piece of shit. Join the military. Yeah, join Space Force, dude. That's another thing you could do. That's a good idea. Get in early. You could be a general in Space Force. That just started. Don't join the Army. There's lots of people in the Army, dude. Get in Space Force, okay? You think the Navy sees the world? Did they see Mars, dude? No. Join Space Force. Go up into space and then get a job as an astronaut when you get out. Call 1-900-SPACE-FORCE. That's 1-900-976-SPACE-FORCE. Do we have any other calls?
We got like three more. Two more.
Somebody said, join the Marines, be a man.
Never mind.
Maybe the worst in the Army. The Marines is dope, but at least in the Marines, you are kind of a badass. In the Army, you're kind of stuck in the middle. All right. Patch me in. Patch somebody into the mainframe. Let's take one more call, and we're going to take a break.
We don't have any more.
Oh. Correction, someone hung up, so we don't have any more calls. So we're just going to roll into the break. We're going to do a quick word from our sponsors, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to look at your messages and comments, and we are going to chat that way. So just pinch it off while we take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. And we're back after a word from our sponsor. Thanks for hanging out, all of you here in my live studio YouTube audience. Let's see. I'm going to get, we're going to go through a segment I like to call messages, very creative, messages, comments. I'm going to look at some messages that you guys have left for me or comments of prior shows, kind of a little mailbag, if you will. And we'll chop that up for a minute, and then we'll get the hell out of here. Another episode of the Number Two Show live from Hubbard Studios. All right. Let's open her up. Scroll up a bit. All right. This message says, I worked at the Alton Square Mall for a telemarketing company called APAC. I am familiar with APAC. It was the evening shift from 4 p.m. until 10:30 while I was in high school. It was kind of a shoddy working at a mall where nothing was open and the food court barely existed. But we had crappy management and they wanted us to make sales for Citibank. With balance transfers, we could do a dollar for extra sale. But the shitty part was that if you had to read through the six pages of script in under 2 minutes, like a flow chart. We call during, mind you, this was late 90s, early 2000s, and we call landlines and some cell phones, but their cell phones were rare at the time. So the team never made our goals. And if we did, they were the beautiful group and the management like trying to hang out with them on the weekends, which sucked. I know this because a friend of mine worked on the team. I got in trouble for reading the script word for word. Example, hello, my name is Enter Here. Oh, you got the Ron Burgundy. Open, close. You had to meet a minimum time requirement on the call as well. It was an easy job and met some awesome people, but it was also crappy as well. All right. I'm actually familiar with that company. I feel like that happened a lot. Places that I worked were the same way. Like I told you earlier, when I worked at West, I kind of got away with murder just because I could sell. Same thing with the other place. I could sell really good. So there were times I was drinking at the time, too. There's times I'd go on a two-day bender and just not show up for work. And then I would show up, you know, on Wednesday. And they'd be like, all right, well, don't miss again. Get in there. I'm like, all right. Those jobs seem like they're really weird. It would always be people like, it almost felt like people trying to cosplay the office, too. That was something I noticed about places like that. And I'm sure APEC was like that. It was like, yes, people were wearing business attire, but it was always like a wrinkled shirt and tie tucked into a mismatched pair of trousers with, like, dirty shoes on. You know, it was clearly people that stayed up binge drinking the night before. And then the shirt and tie 100% came in the same box. They were J. Farrar specials, straight out of, you know, some of them still had the pins in the collar, I think. It'd be like a green shirt with a purple tie that clearly came in the same box at a Kohl's, and they'd wear it every day. And, you know, it almost felt like people were cosplaying going to the office as opposed to having an actual office job. So, I feel your pain. Thanks for sending in that comment. So let's go to the comments here in the live chat. Let's see here. 1-900 Air Force, yes. Mike B said, this seems like an episode where the callers are definitely lackluster. Thank you, Mike B. That was a useful comment. I appreciate that. Well, why don't you fucking call in, Mike, if you're so cool? Let's go back to the beginning. I saw a good one. I used to do customer service for Sprint, had a customer from New York call in and was mad because I wouldn't credit his account for overage charges. He called me a worthless fucking cunt. Whoa. Well, I'm sorry that he called you the C word. That's not a nice word to call anybody. Maybe he was British. You know, you got that going for you. Maybe he's from Australia and it didn't mean what you think it means. He was just calling you a b-hole. But most likely, yeah. If you're female, it was probably some asshole using the C word. And I'm sorry that that happened to you. But, any customer service call. My mom worked customer service for years for a hospital. And it's not fun. People aren't usually calling you to tell you what a great job and what a great experience they had, which is unfortunate. It makes it a very stressful job. My mom used to do, I don't know what you call it, collections for hospitals, which so people are already stressed out. They owe the hospital a bunch of money and, you're calling to collect on a bill that usually is probably not going to be the friendliest phone call of all time. But my mom was very sweet. She was very good at her job. And also she knew the struggle because we grew up so poor. She helped people out a lot. She would get them hip to programs where they could pay back their bills at a reasonable amount of time and, try to walk them through something that, because one illness can wipe out a fortune. Or one big surgery if you don't have health insurance. So at least she had that in her hip pocket. And if you have a job where you can't do that, man, it is tough. Let's see what this next one says. There was a free chat line called Live Links or something that had some real interesting characters on there. All right. I don't remember Live Links. I do remember the pick up the phone, like, kick up the phone, which was a really, really weird sexual content to be watching during a cartoon in the 90s. But hey, the 90s was a weird time. All right, let's see. I got one more comment here. Do you think with the advances in AI that there may be a reimagining of the 900 concept with clone celebrity voices and characters like call in to get romance advice from Homer Simpson? Honestly, Roger, that's a good-ass question. I would probably call in. Like, if you could have a completely cloned AI advice, that could be super fun, man. I get advice from Gary Busey. Could you imagine, like, just calling 1-900-BUSEY, and he's like, oh, hello, what's your name? Roger. Yes, Roger, I'll give you. I'm going to change your name. I'm going to change what it means using the letters. Rogers, riotous, overt, gay, every. Sorry, I made myself laugh. Sometimes Gary does that. Sometimes I'm private. I don't want to tell you what the other R stands for, Roger. But I will tell you this, Roger. You will be visited by three ghosts. That's right. This is a completely original story that I'm making up in my head. And it is in no way related to the Christmas Carol. You'll be visited by three ghosts, Roger. Ghosts of Gary past, ghosts of Gary present, and the ghosts of Gary future. And these ghosts, Roger, will guide you down a path. You can be private, too. I would call that. I would 100% call that number. No questions asked. You wouldn't even have to ask me. I would just do it. What was that?
Means you got a notification on your laptop.
Okay. Oh, here we go. I got some airdrop to me. Let's take a peek. We'll see what the producers are doing to bail this segment out. Here we go. Oh, are you kidding me? We're calling this. Pull my screen up. I don't know if anybody saw the movie Don't Look Up with Leonardo DiCaprio. It was an Adam McKay movie about a meteor hitting the Earth, but it says, it turns out the phone number in Don't Look Up is real, and it leads to a naughty hotline. Call for peace of mind, quote unquote. Let's see if it's still working. Call 1-800-532-4500.
Welcome to America's Hottest Talk Line. Guys, hot ladies are waiting to talk to you. Press 1 now. Ladies, to talk to interesting and exciting guys free, press 2 to connect free now. Guys, press 1 now. Ladies, press 2 now.
Guys, press 1 now. Press 1, dude. Call him back. Press 1. I want to see where this goes. Let's follow this. It's a 1-800 number, so hopefully I won't get a phone bill from Hubbard for like $3,000.
Welcome to America's Hottest Talk Line. Guys, hot ladies are waiting to talk to you. Press 1 now. Ladies, to talk to interesting and exciting guys free, press 2 to connect free now. Guys, press 1 now. Ladies, press 2 now.
America's Hottest Talk Line is for callers 18 and over. If you're under 18, you must hang up now. Product of XIP. We hope you have a great time on America's Hottest Talk Line. Grab a pen. We're going to give you our direct access number so you can call us back absolutely free next time you're in the mood. Ready? Call 1-800-444-3000. That's 1-800-444-3000.
Rafe, I think that was an actual talk line.
Yeah. I think a talk line saw the movie, capitalized on it by just buying the number to connect it to the actual number you can call to try to have sex with people. At first, I was like, oh, what a brilliant idea Adam McKay came up with this movie. But I actually think there was some seedy entrepreneur out there who actually just saw the number come up on the screen. It was like, I'm buying that, almost like going on GoDaddy.com, and then just reconnected their own number to it. But hey, you know what? That's American capitalism at work right there, baby. That's somebody out there on the grind, literally and figuratively. They will grind on you, but over the phone only. It's just weird to me that someone's still out there working that hard to get phone sex lines up and off the ground. That's insane. But you know what? I think that's going to wrap it up. I think it's about time for the wrap up.
I think I found the actual
Don't Look Up
number. They set one up.
The what?
The Don't Look Up.
All right, let's see it.
Here, hang on just a second.
He found the actual Don't Look Up number. We're going to call that instead of putting me out of my misery. And beep, boop, beep. Beep, boop, beep, boop. I don't know if anybody saw Don't Look Up, but basically the theme of the movie is that the world is ending. Scientists are telling people about the meteor, and people don't care and don't believe in it. And they just keep hanging out and banging each other.
Thank you for calling the Bash Hotline. Due to violent global destruction caused by the comet, we're experiencing a higher than normal call volume. Please stay on the line, and a live representative will be with you shortly. Live representative as in still living. So, you know, it may be a minute.
This is what I thought we were calling.
Yeah. World is ending and we're sorry about it, but just leave a message.
Are you frightened about the impact the comet will have? Don't be. Simply set your Bash phone to the life setting for calming music and deep breathing tutorials. With these scientifically proven calming techniques, worry will be a thing of the past. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy Bash life. Bash, don't worry, we got this.
So are you, if you call the sex comment hotline.
Thank you for continuing to hold. You are now caller number 140,828. We appreciate your patience. Your remaining time is important to us. But to you, not so much, I guess. Hey, it's your life. What's left of it?
Ooh, getting a little sarcastic in the third go-round. I wonder how long this goes on for. There's a comet coming and it's gonna...
Coming soon to a remaining theater near you. In seven, HD and hardcore six, HD.
Five. We've gone for main engine start.
This comet is what we call a planet.
When the asteroid hits us, one man will hit back.
America, take your life!
Devin Peter is... Devastation, a Bash Productions film.
For everyone to enjoy. It's a popcorn movie.
In remaining theaters and streaming everywhere December 24th. Rated R for language, sexual conduct, and comet-related violence.
Now this feels more like Adam McKay.
I like comet-related violence.
Comet-related violence. Speaking of comet-related violence, maybe you're done launching a turd into the toilet now, and you've experienced this entire episode. We're going to take one quick break, and I'm going to come back and wrap this bad boy up. And we're back. It's the wrap-up, and I thought I had a cue card for that, but I don't. So now it's just me talking to you. I had a fun time on the number two show today. I want to say thank you to everybody that called in. Thanks to TJ for calling in and getting her JT or getting advice about going in the Army. It was a little pivot, but it was a well-deserved phone call, and I had a good time talking to you about joining the Air Force. 1-900, don't do it. 1-900, join the Air Force. Yeah, it was a weird world back in the day of calling 1-900 numbers and spending all your parents' money and working at call centers, and I appreciate everybody that logged on, left comments, even the ones that were relatively useless in the chat. It's always good to get engagement any way I can get it, and I'll sell my soul for it anytime. We had a fun time on the number two show, the only live talk show from a toilet to a toilet or your car in traffic or any other place that you may need a distraction from the sad, depressing truth that we're all going to die and we do it alone and love is just a chemical thing that happens in your brain and it's not real. Sorry, this is going off the rails here at the end. What I meant to say was thanks for joining me on the number two show. Until next time, I'm your host, Rafe Williams. Hang in there, kids, and don't forget to wipe, even though there's a comet on the way to destroy us all. Thanks. Bye. Join the Air Force.